Testing, 1, 2. Okay, so this is the Mr. Nobody podcast. Episode 20. I'm outside, and that's the sound of me. I don't know what the verb would be, using a hand truck. Hand Truck Drivers Institute of Technology. There is technology with a hand truck.
It's Archimedes that I was trying to reference. It's Archimedes that I was trying to.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But the idea is that the lever multiplies power. So, I'm on my way to the big park near my apartment in the city in which I live. I'm groaning because I have a incision on my back that was made 3 days ago by a surgeon to remove something on my spine, and he sewed me up, and it fucking hurts carrying my guitar. I may have to adjust this and get my guitar off my back. I told my social worker to get off my case. Here's a little sunny spot where a bunch of guys smoke weed. That's better. Oh. So you're gonna hear the city rolling by, and what I'm doing today is something I said I would do but haven't done yet. Say you're gonna do something. And what it is I'm playing solo in the park today. Where very often maybe I've done it 10 times, have played in the park over the last couple months. It's not that much, right? It's not every day. Occasions line up where the weather's okay and the people are available. And I've started gigging again with what essentially is my favorite quintet. There's some young kids talking. School's back in. But I haven't gone out by myself yet, because, wow, I'm pausing at because it could be a few different approaches to the answer. It could be lazy, fear. Excuses of other things, which I have plenty. I had work to do, practicing. But today I was on my deck, and it's a nice day. And later this week I'm supposed to play 3 times in a row, sort of a micro tour of the park with my quintet, with the quintet. And it might rain. So, I'm sitting on my deck a couple hours ago saying, I'm playing all the same tunes that I'm gonna play in the park. Why don't I go play them in the park instead of myself. Unemployment has run out, and working has taken on a different pallor. I gotta work somehow, somewhere. My fear that I wouldn't be, responding correctly to the promise I made myself and you. It's not Carnegie Hall, but sometimes it takes as much concentration and reverence for the tune as it would anywhere. There's no difference. I'm really following in the footsteps of my courageous wife, who's a great performer. Humble, she would never call herself that, but she is an amazing performer and singer, and she also plays clarinet. And she started doing this playing in the park thing last year during the height of COVID. And she asked me if I would do it with her. I said, fuck no. Something I was against, or not for. Aren't these lovely sounds you're hearing? Yeah, tritones. Okay, or fourths. Well, fourths. A couple of fourths and a drum. Sorry about the wind. So my wife did that for, days every week. She was out there for 5-6 hours with her singing partner.
I feel bad making you work so hard.
Sorry?
I feel bad making you work so hard to give me a tip. She was having a hard time digging the coin dollars out of
her
pocket.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the music. That's very nice.
Have a lovely day. Meanwhile, I was talking about my wife, who showed up every day in the park, rain or shine,
singing to tracks. She bought herself a speaker, and she just fucking did it. And people loved her. And not only that, she got a really great gig out of it. Met some serious jazz people who adopted her. She made it happen. She made something happen. She had more gigs than anyone I know during that time. That's not exactly why I'm out here today. It's part of it because she showed me what it means to be courageous, to go forth even though the path is fraught with fear, rejection, embarrassment. Even pleasure. I told her last year I will not. Some fast Spanish.
I don't want to play for people's pleasure. I don't want to play for people's pleasure. I don't want to play for people's pleasure. I don't want to play for people's pleasure.
I don't want to play for people's pleasure. I was still being a dick. Humanity phase. was in an anti-humanity phase, I gotta tell you. I felt that the world wasn't worth trying to better. Or at least, not for me to try to better it. Because I was so bitter. Here's some kids. Okay. So bitter about losing my son. I said his name out loud yesterday, 3 times, so I could hear it, 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 so I could hear it. What else can I tell you about that? Formalized and full of absurd humor and tableau. It's kind of from the Greek idea that the first element of theater is spectacle. Like at first you see it and you're like, holy shit, what the fuck is this? I think the next element is comedy. Like if you see something funny right away, you're drawn in. Like, oh, I gotta check this out. There's a flattened out rat on the ground. And then the next element, I think, is music. That if you hear that the music is really good, you stay. You're like, yeah, this is crazy looking and funny as shit, but the music is beautiful, I'll stay. And then the last element is drama, and that's when you can really get into the deep shit, the deep water, the deep emotions, if you've got that kind of thing in you. Exercising. I can't exercise while this, you know, 2 or 3 inch cut is sewn together and doing its thing. So that's been a little frustrating, but not, because that's sort of done for me. I don't have to overthink it. Thank you. I get kind of sad playing guitar because I was supposed to do so much more of it in my mind with my son. Imagine if he and I were both doing this, right? It would feel safer, or somehow. Ancestral kind of way, where my ancestors are reaping the benefits of this type of work rather than just me alone. That was another reason I came out. I had a thought. That thought was, I'm not adding anything to the world by just keeping this to myself. All I'm doing is sitting on my deck, playing for the squirrels. Missing the point of art, music, etc. That point is to share it with the world. That's a good point, the world. 99% of the world is uninhabitable by humans. The ocean, the tundras, the Arctic, the etc. Deserts. So it's not the world. It's really just with a few other people who happen upon it. Thanks, guys. They kindly moved to the side for my little wagon. I'm gonna go down to the gazebo. Usually there's this jazz Nazi guy down there. Let's see if he's there today. If not, I'm gonna fucking take it. There's a shaggy dog. Hi there. Getting the eyeball from a shaggy dog. So far, I don't hear music at the gazebo. I fantasize about playing music. Not fantasize, it was something else like. Father and son playing music was just outrageously intoxicating. Can't have everything. Can't have everything. Oh yeah, I think I hear them. Jazz Nazis. Let's see if they're there. So there's people sitting in the gazebo. Let me see if I can sweet talk them. Use my manipulative powers. She's lovely. Hola, señores.
I approach these two gentlemen who are sitting on a bench inside this little gazebo by the pond.
Hello. Gentlemen, mind if I play here? You're fine.
We are musicians ourselves.
You are? What kind of musicians are you? Guitar
yes.
player? Because of the shirt. Yeah, so. And you? Keyboard player?
Yeah, and a guitar player also.
Oh, great. Great. Yeah. And de donde eres? You're Spanish?
No, Russian.
Russian, okay. Sorry, I heard Spanish in my ear. Great. Where do you guys play?
Jazz, yeah. Blues, Brazilian.
Yeah. Same here. Yeah. I play in the park with my wife and also a quintet. But today was the first day that I forced myself to come out. Because I was playing on my porch. You know, for myself, for the squirrels. And I said, you know, I should make it happen.
You definitely should.
Yeah. Yeah, and you just get, yeah, and you get better at doing it. I mean, I play all the time, but I do solo playing, but not. I haven't done exactly this.
What
yet,
kind of quintet do you play?
It's jazz. Guitar, so he plays
oh.
he plays the bass, and then when he switches to solo, and I play the bass on the guitar. Drummer and a great horn player, and my wife sings and also plays clarinet. So we're supposed to be here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but now here it's going to rain. But now here it's going to rain. But now here it's going to rain. What about you guys? Where do you play?
We just played at a festival. Just used our septet, so it was like two saxes, guitar, keyboards, drum, bass, vocals. Great. My friend is from Canada, Toronto, and I'm from here. I mean, I'm from Odessa, Ukraine, but I've been living here for almost 30 years.
So you're not Russian, though, you're Ukrainian.
Technically, yeah, I'm speaking Russian because Ukraine was a part of the Soviet
That's
Union.
That's right, yeah.
And a lot of people in Ukraine do speak Russian, so like, I don't know. I mean, I understand, but I don't speak Ukrainian.
Ah, okay.
But yes, like officially I'm Ukrainian.
Very interesting. Are you ethnically from Russia, your family originally?
Well, actually, ethnically I'm Jewish. This is how it gets all the time.
My father is from Belarus, so I understand it's a complicated history.
Our friend, who is a saxophone player, he's also from Belarus. He's from Minsk, so...
That's from my dad.
Ethnically, I'm Jewish. Born in Odessa, Soviet Union, then Odessa became part of Ukraine. Then they immigrated to the United States.
Yeah.
Ukraine became independent. So, and then I've been living here for 30 years, so it's like typical
American
story.
I know, it's
American story.
Well, it's nice to meet you guys.
As well, have a good time.
Thank you.
Earlier today, I said my son's name out loud three times.
So I could hear it, so I could hear it, so I could hear it, so I could hear it.
So I could hear it. That guy said the word ancestors. I get my guitar out. And I start setting up. There's kids playing around, and benches where people are sitting. The gazebo is a typical place where people play, so it's not intrusive or out of character. These Russian guys hung out for a while and listened to me. What is that kid saying?
guys are gonna leave, I'll take that seat. But otherwise, I thought I'd say.
Yeah, they offered me their seat.
Hey,
we warmly shook hands. Some geese flew right overhead. Listen to that music. All around.
They're awesome guys.
I concur.
This should be fun. I'm gonna set up.
Attention to myself as I play. I always get freaked out by those musicians that look at you in the eyes and smile at you and nod as you walk by. It's just creepy. Just play your shit, man. Don't suck me in with your vampire eyes. I'm Mr. Nobody. It's not about me, it's about it. It's hard enough.
I'm gonna pause.
I guess I was pausing for something. So a little bit about the music that I decided to play in the park. I just picked a few jazz standards. I think I picked 12. And I did most of them with this bossa nova feel just because it sounds better than swing time on my speaker. And I would just try to forget everything and just let the music create itself. Playing on this little carbon guitar, and it's so pleasurable. And I just let my mind go and live the moment.
Things that he would play. he would like, that he would like that I played. New things. So, that happened. Mr. Nobody.